Welcome out there in Radio Land. This is Linda Sims coming to you live from WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. Also streaming live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. We also have a telephone number that you can call, 740-383-9944, if you have any questions or if you would like to make any comments concerning our show. Let me not forget to remind you of the app, which is free to download, and it's called TuneIn. And once you download that app, please search WWGH. The name of the show is called A Voice of a People. Believe it or not, this is the 125th day in the year of 2022. There remains 200 days in the year. And it seemed like we were just getting started, and we're on our way to May already. Isn't that something? Yes, it is. So how have you been faring during this new year, which is almost halfway gone? Hopefully things have been going well with you and your family and your loved ones, your job, and everything that you do in your life to help other people. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, and that's starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC at 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Okay, this is every third Saturday of every month. They have a free produce. This will take place May the 21st. At Logos Christian Ministries. Not only that, this May the 21st, they will also be having an health fair. They are inviting you to come and be a participant of that. This will take place also May the 21st. There will be free food and prizes. There will be screenings and education on blood pressure, diabetes education, recipes and glucose screenings, mental health wellness, MACC, SARNCO, S-A-R-N-C-O. Ohio Health will be a part of this. Cancer services, stroke awareness, heart and vascular, diseases. Okay, now, like I said, this will take place at Logos Christian Ministries. From noon to 2 o'clock, same time as the free produce, okay? So please mark your calendars and be a part of this health fair. And I think even Habitat for Humanity is going to be a part of this, and Ohio Health Department of Marion, Ohio. So that's big news right there, isn't it? Yes, it is. Also, we have another announcement. Solid Rock Church of God in Christ. This will take place Monday, May the 15th, 2022. It will begin at 11:15 a.m. They will be serving dinner immediately following service. It is their Women's Day. The theme, Standing on God's Promises, Hebrews 10:23. Guest speaker, Minister Charlene Reese, Genesis Church, Marion, Ohio, but she would be a Solid Rock. Now, that address is 699 North State Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. The pastor there is Elder Tommy Reese, okay? So that will be taking place also May 15th. Is that Mother's Day? I forgot to check to see when Mother's Day was. That might be Mother's Day. Okay, now let me get to my notes here so I can see where I am. I've given my announcements and those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. Now let me share with you a thought for today. And I like to open my show up with a thought for today. This thought is titled, Work Well. I know some people say, I don't even want to work at all. But this says, work well. What are the benefits of working anyway? Before I even get to that. Okay. Work is only work if you prefer to be somewhere else. Work tends to be a negative perception of a task which we reluctantly approach. Work is only labor when we forget to see our life as it truly is, an opportunity to be creative, enrich others, and be enriched ourselves. When we are able to see work in this way, we find something called enthusiasm inside. That means you're eager and you're excited, you know, about going to work and what you're getting from working and what you're giving to working, right? When we are enthusiastic, we work well and we are valued. We are used as a role model when we work well. It is much easier to say no when we need to, for we know our own value and we are not dependent on others' approval to feel good about ourselves. Even though you may be working for someone else, okay? Because everyone doesn't have their own business. It would be nice if everyone did. And maybe, you know, you can work your way towards that if that's your desire or something that you have your mind set on. But until you get there, enjoy working and building toward your dreams. When we put love and enthusiasm into what we do, it rebounds in the form of opportunities and blessings, two of the most important ingredients of a truly wealthy life. And that is good food for thought, isn't it, today? And I'm going to, that also shared benefits with you of working, and I'm going to look up some more that maybe was not listed in that group, even though that was pretty well phrased. It even made me feel good about coming on the radio today, that I may encourage somebody or that what I have to share may enrich someone else's life and also enrich mine. So let me see why this will not open. Probably because I'm hitting the wrong thing. Okay, I think I got it now. I'm glad to be back. Broke my arm. February 25th. This marks March, April, May. Okay, 3 months today. But no more slang. I'm free of that. So all I have to do now is get some physical therapy and I'm good to go. So yay. Clap your hands for me. Thank you. Thank you. It's been a struggle and it's been real. 10 benefits of being employed. Tell your lazy son or daughter. There are people who do not want to work. They find nothing to be energized about. And this is why I pulled this up. Because everyone doesn't have it in them. Or the enthusiasm, or even look at working as something beneficial to their life or to the lives of others. So if you have a pencil, you can write some of these down. 10 benefits of being employed. Keeps you busy, challenges you, and gives you the means to develop yourself. Isn't that great? To develop you. It gives you a sense of pride, identity, and personal achievement. And we all like to think that we've done something great. You know, we learn something new every day, or you should, because if you're not learning something new every day, then I think there's a problem. There's too much that goes on in the land of the living that we do not know. Right. Like they found Noah's Ark. So, okay, I see. I did look at that a couple days ago, okay? And Moses' mount, where Moses, the Lord supposed to, had came down and by fire and set on the mount of Ararat. They think they found that, the whole campground and everything. So you learn something new every day, okay? It also enables you to socialize, build contacts, and find support. Provide you with income to support yourself and explore your interests. Like I said, build upon that business that you want, right? Absolutely. Build up your skills and knowledge. My caller is calling in, my guest, Cheryl Lee. Let me pick that up right now. Hello?
Linda, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can. You're faint, but I can hear you.
Oh, wow, what that is. I got the mic on. Phone is up. Volume's up. Is that better?
A little bit better, yeah.
Just a little bit?
Yes.
I have complained about that because people call in and complain about it.
Well, I can hear you clearly, so that's no problem.
All right, great. Great.
Okay.
So,
are we on the air?
We are on the air, and how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. So, as soon as I call in and you answer, I'm always on the air, right?
Yes.
All right, because I always ask that.
No problem. I'm just glad to be back on. I do not have my sling. The doctor took it off today.
Oh, praise the Lord. and your pain is gone? You're not overextending yourself?
No. I have to do some physical therapy, but she said I should be good to go by May 23rd.
Oh, that is absolutely wonderful.
Isn't that great?
You know, I was thinking about that. Whenever I hear someone say something medical, I always just say, praise God.
Amen.
That we live in such a great country where we have medical care at our fingertips.
Amen.
It is such a praise to the Lord for what we have available to us. And my husband and I are pretty healthy people, so I may be talking out of ignorance, but I'm still thankful that we have all these things that can help not only broken bones, but like children, babies, even in the womb, you know, that they can go in and operate on those little ones. And it's just amazing.
It is, because some people in different countries, they go for miles walking trying to find doctors and hospitals and things like that. And like you said, we live in a country where we're very fortunate.
Absolutely.
And spoiled.
Absolutely. And, you know, and then you have these idiots, literally idiots, out in California who is trying to pass a bill, and it may have already passed by now. So any of your listeners, if they could get on board to object to this by calling our senators and our representatives to put a voice against this. They are trying to pass a bill where a child can be killed up to 28 days once born.
What?
Yes. I'm sorry. I don't know if it's six. I don't think it's 631. I think that's a different bill that was being something here in Ohio. But they are trying to pass a law where a child can be murdered. After a child has been born, a child can be murdered up to 28 days. Now, if it's up to 28 days, what changes between 28 days and 6 months?
What's the purpose of that? You know?
Convenience.
Oh, my.
It's demonic. That anybody who would, and look how many women go through post-depression after a pregnancy.
Yes.
You know, so, like I said, you know, children, you know, Linda, children are just so much a part of my heart that I just can't believe it. And so, you know, listeners, look it up. I cannot remember the bill, but look it up. If they have not passed it, they are going to be passing it soon. Make your voice heard. Make your objection heard. Because the Lord says that if a good man knows what to do, if a man knows what is right and does not do it, it's sin. And
that's
so
true.
I hope that'll prick some of your listeners' ears and their hearts, that they would get on their phone and Google it and find out what's going on.
I'll have to check up on that myself, because that's kind of ludicrous. Once a person is born, 28 days, I, I, I don't get that at all. So I will definitely look that up myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely. Because, you know, like I said, what's the difference between 28 days and a six-month-old?
Oh, goodness.
You know?
Yeah, my great-grandson is 3 months today.
Oh, how wonderful. And they're a joy, aren't they?
Yes. So sweet. So sweet.
Mm-hmm. So precious. And,
yes,
you know, like Jesus said, such is the kingdom. You know, these little ones are what the kingdom's all about.
Yes, it is.
So, yes. Anyways, I thank you for having me on your show. And I know our time always passes so quickly. So I would like to share with your listeners, please, Linda, that, you know, Child Evangelism Fellowship is a non-profit organization. And we are always coming up with ways of making money. Now, would we like to have handouts? Oh, we absolutely would. If we would like to have people come be part of patrons and bless us with monthly gifting, we would greatly appreciate that. And I can share with you how you can do that if that's something that you would like to do, because I know there's a lot of people who do enjoy giving to charities, but it's harder and harder to find a charity that is truly staunch on God's word and truly believing that God is the Father and the Creator of all things, and that it was His Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for every person's sins. God is not discriminatory as to who Christ died for, that He was buried and He rose again. And with that precious resurrection that we just celebrated a couple weeks ago, that's the message Child Evangelism Fellowship is sharing with children of our community over and over and over again. And if that's the kind of ministry you can get behind, please contact us at 740-262-0939. Maybe you'd like to be helping hands. There's always a shortage of volunteers. Maybe you would like to be helping hands. Maybe you'd like to be a prayer warrior, and we can email you a prayer request each month. We can keep you informed of what's going on so that your prayers can be covering us. And of course, financial needs. There's always financial needs. Costs are rising. But you know, if people can give a $20 bill or $25 each month, and if just a handful of people do that, that can make a difference.
Yes, it could.
That can make a big difference to meeting our costs and getting the word out and keeping it out in front of children of our community. This week, we are hoping to set up Wednesday and Thursday at Mary and Grace on Gooding Road for a rummage sale. And if you have anything laying around the house that you would like to bring, the doors will be open at 9 a.m. If there's anything that your listeners have in their homes or in their garages that they would like to bring to the church, so that we can make money off of it, so that we can raise funding, the doors will be open to Mary and Grace on Gooding Road at 9 a.m. Wednesday and Thursday. Those are going to be our setup days. And then Friday and Saturday, the doors will be open for people to come and shop. So not only this weekend, but the church has been, because this church is vacant now, they've moved to a larger facility.
Oh, they did?
And yes, they did. And so I was real pleased that they allowed us to use their facility that way. I mean, because look at this weather.
Yeah.
You know? And
yes.
Yesterday and over the weekend, it was just so beautiful. So I was real glad to be able to have this facility so that rain or shine, we can host our rummage sale. And we can hold it over till next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So the rummage sale is actually going to be April 29th and 23rd. I mean, April 29th and 30th, excuse me. And then it's going to be May 5th, 6th, and 7th. The 5th, 6th, and 7th. The doors for those 5 days will open at 9 o'clock. And, you know, we'll keep it open till 4 or 5. But then on the 7th, we'll be closing the doors around 2 so that we can clean up.
Right.
So anyways, but I would love to see a lot of your listeners come out. And when they do come out, if they would say, hey, we heard you on 107.1 and Linda Sims Show, you know, that would be great.
That would be great, wouldn't it? Absolutely,
yes.
That would be great. It's time for yard sales, isn't it?
It is. And people enjoy coming out and seeing what kind of treasures they can find. A lot of people come out and, you know, they get name brand clothing that they normally wouldn't buy retail, but they can come and shop and get name brand clothing. You just never can tell. You just don't know what you're going to find at a rummage sale, and that's what makes it so fun.
That's true. Treasures. Absolutely, treasures.
Absolutely. And, of course, it all goes back to Child Evangelism Fellowship. Every penny of it will go back because the church has allowed us to use their facility because we are a children's ministry. They are allowing us. That's their donation to us, you know, and that's a huge donation. And you know, items that you've got laying around, that you've got a closet that you want to clean out, now's the time to do it. A garage that keeps getting fuller and fuller, now's the time to do it. You know, get that decluttering done and pass it on to us. We love your clutter.
Well, you're good at that, Shirley. You have those almost every year, don't you? Or every other year you have. And I think you've made great success with those sales. You were also a part of that, one of the longest or how many miles of a rummage sale. You was a part of that once before, too, weren't you?
In August.
Yes, okay.
The Lincoln Highway. I have a sister who allows us to use her yard, and it's the old Lincoln Highway, Route 30. And it goes, I think Lincoln Highway goes from coast to coast.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And so we've had people, Osceola is where my sister lives, and she has a large yard, and she will allow her sisters and friends come and set up their wares. And we have had a tour bus from Newark, Ohio, come and stop in Osceola because we're getting quite the reputation now that we are the place to stop at.
I guess so, huh?
and it's hard work. The setup and stuff like this, it can be daunting. But if you have, you know, if you have many hands, it becomes light work.
True.
And so, anyways, but my husband is wanting to have his garage back. So that's why we really want this garage sale or this rummage sale to be successful. You know, a happy husband, they always say a happy wife, a happy marriage.
Right.
I'm thinking it's a happy husband, a real happy marriage.
Okay. We get it. Absolutely, we get it. Yeah, when you take their space, yeah. My husband and I used to fight over it all the time over the garage when I was having yard sales. Oh, my. Oh, that was something else. I remember one time he threw my stuff out. Oh, did we have it?
Yes. So anyways, I am trying to appease my husband and yet make money for CEF, for Child Evangelism Fellowship. And we are going into now the months that giving becomes slow. And that's called the Jason period. It's June, July, August, September, October, and November. So for those, 6 months? So that you can, if you want to remember, when it's slow, when the giving gets light, it's called Jason. And you just remember it's the JJ months, the June and July, the August, September, October, and November. And it's not that people give up, you know, it's not that we don't have funding. It's just people are going on vacation, people are getting kids ready go to college, they're getting ready to go back to college, they're sending kids to camp, you know, and so they're just busy, and something is, you know, when things are forgotten, you know, so CEF is put on the back burner, and so it does make it extra tight for us to get our budget to cover the cost for those months. So I was thinking if I could go ahead and get this rummage sale just a little bit earlier in the season, you know, kind of hopefully do some banking towards those slower months. And I haven't seen that many rummage sales, so I'm hoping to get people interested. Yeah, because people are ready. People are ready to get out, and so I'm hoping that this will benefit our rummage sale.
People are ready to get out, and I think it's been the weather mostly.
Right, right. And that's why our rummage sale will be at Marion Grace on Gooding Road, rain or shine. You know, it's going to be, doors are open at 9 o'clock, and it'll be rain or shine, Marion Grace on Gooding Road. And I think that's really a big part of it, is just letting people know that we are rain or shine, you know.
It is. That is a big part of it. And I will be announcing this again tomorrow, I guess up until, well, May is right around the corner, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Wow.
Yep.
Time is moving.
Yeah, and if you would mention it next week too, Linda, because, you know, again, we're not only going to do it this Friday and Saturday, but we're going to do it next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Right, I will do that. Definitely, yeah, I will do that.
And if anybody, you know, like if they think they need to have the weekend to declutter, and if they want to give me a call at 740-262-0939, you know, they can bring their things out, you know, next Thursday if it takes them that long or whatever. Or they can bring them out over the weekend and
right.
We can, you know, get them set up and you know, we'll have next weekend to move things as well.
And I know last Saturday you had an event at the Marion Coliseum. How did that go?
Kidbalooza. Yes, we had been there in the past, and of course, they, you know, they hadn't had it for 2 years because of everything that's going on. And so the promoters, I think they had a hard time getting people excited about it again. But we were there, and you always make the best of what you have to work with. The games, the inflatable toys were just so noisy, but our team did the best that they could, and we shared what's called the wordless book, and it is just going through the different colors, like gold is for God and for heaven, and the dark color is for the sin that's in our, that everyone has, and again, like I said, it is not discriminatory. We are all, the Bible says, we are all born with sin and fall short of the glory of God. And so then we all need to have our sins forgiven, and that's the red, because it's representing the what Christ Jesus did on the cross. When he shed his blood, he took our sins to himself upon his shoulders, so that if we humble ourselves and ask for forgiveness of the bad things, the wrong things that we do in our life, we will have forgiveness and our sins are washed away. And so then the white page is that we become as white as snow. And then there's a green page where we explain to the children, and oftentimes their parents will sit and listen as well, that, you know, Christ forgives us, but now it's our responsibility to grow.
Yes.
So that we can be a witness, a good witness for him. And so we need to, you know, need to go to church, Vacation Bible School, or even a Good News Club, which is what Child Evangelism does throughout the school year. You know, we are in each one of the schools teaching. After school hours, by parent permission, we are there teaching the children about the love of God and Jesus and the moral principles that the Bible has to share. And so it's our responsibility to go to Sunday school, to go to Vacation Bible School, to go to Good News Club, so that we can learn and to read God's Word and to obey God's Word, and then to be a witness for God and His Word, and to share with other people the simple message about Jesus. And so that's the, that is the Wordless Book, and that's what we shared over the weekend on Saturday with the children. And we did have two little ones come through that did walk through a prayer of salvation.
Good.
Yes, it is. It is. And some people say, well, that's not many. Well, my question to them is, how many have you had at your church ask Jesus to come into your life within the last 30 days?
Right.
Or the last 60 days. And it kind of puts it in perspective when you think about it in that manner. Because it is, children, sin is so rampant. It is harder and harder for children to understand what sin is. Because, Satan is a father of lies, and he likes to cause chaos, and he also likes to make everything look like a gray area. Well, sin isn't gray.
No, it's not.
But that's the way the world looks at it, is that everything is okay, and it's harder and harder for children to understand. They understand. Linda, I think they have this feeling because their hearts are so sensitive. They know something's not right. But when you have everything going on around you and people are saying it's okay,
where do they stand? Right, it's hard.
That's right. That's right. Who's protecting them? So we enjoyed ourselves, that's what we do. We get out there where the children are.
That's true, and it's so necessary. It's even more necessary than it was, 2 years ago. It's even more necessary because people are getting so lackadaisical concerning the things of God and God Himself. It's like, are you going to hear Jonathan Kahn? You know him?
Yes, I do. I know of him.
He's going to be doing a movie. It's going to be in Mansfield and Columbus. You can get Harbinger of Things to Come. You can pull it up on Google and get tickets. It's a lot of seating in Mansfield. It's filling up in Columbus, though.
Oh, I'll have to mention that to Calvin, because we have gotten his books and have read his book. Now, he's a deep teacher.
Yes, he's very deep.
He's very deep. Another teacher that we have really enjoyed listening to, because he does teach on the end prophecies and on today's events and how they are converging. And that is Pastor Thomas Hughes, or you can just put hopeforourtimes.com and put in Pastor Tom Hughes. And there's probably another half a dozen, like Billy Crone and things of this sort, but they are really teaching the end times and the prophecies of the end times and how, how it's just right here in our face. We are living in very exciting times, but it's also a time for us not to get overwhelmed, because, we know how it ends. We know how it ends. And we want to share with as many people as possible. And, even if I believe it's imminent that Christ is coming back, that Christ will be coming back soon. But maybe his soon will be 10 years from now. And even if that is 10 years from now, just think how 10 years have flown.
Yes.
I mean, we started CEF. CEF came back into the Marion area 2008. And it just seems like it was yesterday we were taking our training to get into the schools.
True.
that's how quickly 10 years goes, you know, and of course that's more than 10 years, but that's still how quickly 10 years goes. It's nothing.
You're right. It is nothing.
But there are just a lot of good teaching out there. I know that there's good teaching here in Marion County. You know, we have got some good churches here in Marion County that is teaching the Word and staying with the Word. And
that's good to hear.
Yeah.
And people need to hear that there are good churches that they could attend. And you would think that there would be so many people trying to get in the churches that there would be not enough seats to hold them, but it's the opposite, I think.
Yeah. I'll mention a few, and if your church isn't mentioned, that's okay, because these are churches that, with Child Evangelism Fellowship, we are non-denominational ministry, but these are churches that are represented by the helpers, the volunteers. In Green Camp, we have All Souls Church, and we have the Green Camp Methodist Church. In Marion, we have the Grace Baptist on Route 4, and we have the Word of Life on Silver Street. We have the Marion First Free Will Baptist on Christinger Road. I'm trying to think to make sure that I don't miss anybody. Isn't that awful? But, you know, those are a few of the churches that are represented within just our small group. We have North Union. We have the North Union area. We have the Free Will Baptist in Richwood. And we have many, many other churches that help us. Prospects. We have this Prospect Baptist. We have the Christian Community Church that help us out. You know, Cornerstone Alliance Church, my goodness, they spoil us by allowing us to host our large fundraiser each year, the annual Luncheon and Silent Auction that we had in March.
Right.
And let's go on down the list here. Fight Memorial Baptist Church on Dave Street. Let me see what else I'm going down through here. Grace Baptist, I said. And these are just churches that are just like a few of them that are represented. Prospect Street, United Methodist Church. Salem Evangelical Church. And they're very generous to us. And I think I have them all. Word of Life Christian Center, which is on Silver Street again. You know, and like I said, if your church is not someone that I had mentioned, it's not because I'm trying to say your church is bad. I'm just saying these are churches that have been represented from our volunteers.
Right.
Marion Grace is no longer in Marion, but they are now Grace Community Church, and they have moved to Radnor. And again, you know, they're opening their doors so that we can have our rummage sale this Friday and Saturday, and next Thursday, Friday and Saturday, they have allowed us to use their building. Their youth use their building on Gooding Road now, but they're allowing us to use their facility, you know. And I would love to have more community churches come aboard and you know, that we can talk so that we could brag about them as well. But right now, these are the churches that we have volunteers in those churches, and they've got good teaching. They've got good teaching.
That's good. So, that's good, because that is exactly what we need for these end times. And I know people get tired of hearing, oh, the world is going to end, and this is it. We're living in the last of the last days. And they're like, well, they've been saying that since Jesus was here, you know. So, yes, it has been. But just think how closer we are to that time now. That's been over 2,000 years ago. But the world is not getting any better. there are good things to be thankful for. I mean, God is still good. He still reigns on the just as well as the unjust. But then we're looking at weather conditions, and we're looking at what's going on in the world. Like, we have war and rumors of wars and, you know, deception. That's big out there right now. People deceiving other people, and even people in the church are turning their backs on God, looking for other things to replace God with, because maybe they're upset and they're not getting what they think they should have when they think they should have it. So they try to get it by their own means.
That's right. You know, and the Bible does say, you know, they'll lean on their own wisdom, and their wisdom is foolishness. And you know, over and over again in the Psalms and the Proverbs, it's always talking about how our wisdom is just foolishness, but God's wisdom, God's plan, is the one that we need to run after.
Yes.
And call for and plead for, because His plan is always far, far better than anything we. You know, we may think that we have the perfect plan set out for our life, but it's God who will take us to completion.
Yes.
And our plan is never, never as great as His is.
Oh,
it's amazing.
No. Oh, it is amazing. You know, we have our plans, but God has His way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No matter what our plans may be, He has His way in the midst of our plans.
That is so true. That is so true. Hey, Linda, I know that our time is almost short, so I just wanted to let your listeners know that, you know, whether you believe that Christ is coming any day or that it could be another lifetime, the fact is we still have a mission as Christians, and that is to share God's love and the story of salvation to anyone. And our mission at CEF is to share it with the children of the community. And we are going to be having a fundraiser this Friday and Saturday, and next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, a rummage sale of epic proportion. And if you would like to declutter and give to our cause, or if you'd like to just give a financial gift, my number is 740-262-0939, or just stop out at the, you know, at the church, and we will have information if you would be interested. I will have some package of information if you'd be interested in being a volunteer or possibly becoming a volunteer. I can talk to you then a little bit, or if you'd like to just drop off a check to help our cause. I never turn down money, as Linda well knows. I never turn down money.
She's a great fundraiser.
Yeah. So again, my name is Cheryl Lee, with my number 740-262-0939. Thanks, Linda, for having me on.
And thank you. Thank you, Cheryl Lee, coordinator of Marion and Union Counties. You coordinate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Of Child Evangelism Fellowship. Thank you for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you for having me on, and I hope to see many, many of your listeners. And if they do come, I hope they'll say that I heard you, and then I'll report back to you, Linda.
I know that's right.
Okay.
All right, Shirley. Thank you so much, and God bless.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that was my friend Cheryl Lee, Child Evangelism Fellowship. This is the end of my show of Voice of a People. I'm Linda Sims, here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. I'll be back tomorrow at 4:15 until 5 p.m. I will have my dynamic duo on, Tim Jones and Kimba Hubbard, Singles Choosing God's Best. They will be on at 5:15 until 6 p.m. also tomorrow. So it's going to be a fun day. I'll be doing two shows, so tune in. WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. for people like the first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright,
if Donald